48 minutes past the hour of the Russ Farr Morning Show. Giving up that dough. Yeah, Future, tell you when to call in. And when you do, you get $100. We're doing it every hour on the Russ Farr Morning Show. It's real simple. All right, I got a people poll question. Got a nice little discussion with somebody the other night. And we were talking about athletes and how they're coddled at a very young age. Once you realize that young kid is going to be a star, they are coddled all the way through school. So then when it turns out that, you know, they're towards their, in their career in the NFL, NBA, or whatever, they feel that they're above the law. They feel that they're above everything, that nothing can happen to them. For example, if some ladies wind up in their hotel room, well, women shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have been there. They know what was going to happen. We excuse their responsibility. Whose fault is that? I mean, is this something that we need to do to get to the point where we need to stop this? I know you have seen instances upon instances of this happening. You know, people getting into college. And this is the big question we were arguing about, is that, you know, this girl was talking about, I'm trying to put my son into college, but they have very few scholarships available because the people that are, you know, with they overlook their SATs. If they can run a 4.440, you know, it's just, it's not fair. So I think the big thing is, it's like we're coddling these athletes that are going into college. And that's how it kind of started. We're talking about Kentucky, where mostly all the teams leaving into the NBA.
Right.
Playing 1 year, had no intentions on getting a college degree.
Right.
And it just makes her sick that we just keep, like, giving these guys, you know, break after break after break because of their athletic ability, and they don't take advantage of the things that are given to them. I don't know how you feel about that. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Russ Parr Morning Show, 51 minutes past the hour. We're talking about student athletes and how they're coddled, how... You know, a lot of these guys don't even take their own tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, and when they find out about it, everybody's shocked. Somebody was taking the test for them.
Yeah.
You know, which is crazy. And what happens, it gives a lot of these athletes that have skills a sense of invincibility, that they don't have to follow the rules or they're immune to the law. Mm. And, you know, they get in situations that, you know, was created by other people.
Right.
You know, we're talking about all the starting five with the Kentucky Wildcats.
Right, right.
Aren't all of them going into the NBA draft?
That's what it's, that's, yep. That is
just
expected.
Just use a college education. Lady says, I can't get my kid into a great university because they're saving all the scholarships for people who don't even want to finish.
But you know what they said, that those universities, when it comes to the basketball programs and the football programs, when the players come to town to visit, sometimes they have ladies waiting on them. They assign girls to them.
It's definitely. It's about money, man. It's really about the money. About
they bring in the money. Yeah. That's why people with grades can't get the scholarships. Mm.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. You want to comment?
Yes, I do. She said that she feels like these athletes aren't taking advantage of the opportunities brought to them. They're athletes. They're going to the NBA. The opportunity is to have a national, you know, floor to be able to showcase their talent.
Right.
They're not there for
an education.
So I feel like they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Get out of there where they're not paying you and go and make some money. Mm. And it's simple. I mean, if you're an engineer, you need to be there for 4 years. If you're an athlete, maybe you need to just be there for one.
But why can't you be both? Why can't you get your degree to be an engineer too? Because when that basketball career is over, that football career is over, what do you fall back on?
In reality, there's no way that you're doing basketball full-time and getting an engineering degree.
That's not true. It's called a student athlete.
It doesn't happen.
Student,
not for the big stars.
Yeah,
it does not happen.
But you can keep grinding at it.
Some of the best stars are 4.0s, and they get, you know, they have other accolades.
Ask them if they have the same talent.
Some of them are.
I don't believe you.
Mm. Uh-oh. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I am in 100% agreement that it is absolutely ridiculous how they get coddled on the front end. Mm-hmm. And it's not just after the fact that they become athletes. It's what if they get hurt? What if they don't make it?
Mm-hmm.
You've handed them everything, and then they become adults and don't know how to function in society.
Oh, yeah. And that's true.
And I get it. I get the money. I get the money thing. All the colleges need the money. If they would filter a certain percentage of it back into the schools for the grants for the kids who aren't the student athletes or the scholarships for those kids,
right,
it would be more well-rounded out. But until that happens and until these athletes and these sports stop bringing in millions and millions of dollars,
right,
we're not going to see a change.
I got you.
And that's the reason why the students at Northwestern voted to get unionized, just for these reasons.
Mm.
Tweet, tweet.
Let me see. Dave the Dude writes, the Kentucky kids will be millionaires overnight. How many people have their degree make that much? Very few. So which is smarter? No, I'm not faulting an athlete.
You need both.
But guess what? You tear up your knee, And you don't have a guaranteed contract, especially football players.
Right.
Where you at?
Not only that, we hear about stars blowing money all the time. We were just talking about Tito Felix Trinidad last week, made $89 million, worth $9 million today, but $27 million in debt.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning? It's Kilo and Dayton.
Kilo, how you doing, my brother? Your comment.
All right. I think the entire college experience needs to be redefined for the athlete. I think that what they're doing, they're putting them on this like a bandstand. Like my son went to school, college math, on a football scholarship, and he got up there, and I mean, it was girls. It was parties, you know.
Yeah.
And that lack of discipline because of the way they treat the athletes up there. It's like if you're telling me that I'm the best and I'm the greatest, then my attitude is be the same thing. I'm a child. You know what I mean?
And you know, the university is like a pimp. Mm-hmm. They're going like, hey, what you want, man? Take your pick. Yeah, what you need, baby?
Basically.
They're giving so much to the school, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, are we really helping them or hurting them? Because I know so many cats, man, to get that big check, man, and they got nothing in 2 years.
Well, we're not helping them because they're only going to school for that 1 year because they have to. Mm-hmm. If they didn't, they would go straight to the NBA.
Tweet, tweet.
Let me see. Imani Wright said, that's why student athletes fought and started that union, like Super Ken said. Not trying to be rude. It's our fault. We need to stop putting celebs on pedestals. The police and judges even do it. Because you know when a police officer starts taking pictures, oh, you're who? Oh, can I get this picture?
Oh, so embarrassing.
Yeah, KG and 13 writes, some of them think they should be, but we all know most of them are special needs.
Well,
no, your environment does not make you special needs.
Well, there's a saying. Some of them may have some learning.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and you know what? You know why? Because you've been dragging them along since 12.
Right.
If you knew they were a start at 14, you're not focusing on books at 14.
I would like to go and find out. And you know, I'm a big fan of the Wildcats and John Calipari. I'd like to find out what grade level his average starting five reads on.
Absolutely. A lot of athletes say, my major was basketball.
Did you see that they have a little special on ESPN where they show they have their own housing unit, which looks like a, you know, Miami condo.
It ain't what we live in.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So it's like going to like a country club.
Basically.
I should have played basketball.
Yeah, you should have.